course, MG Money. Welcome to another Tuesday evening, late night Tuesday. I know you want to tune into Jimmy Fallon, but tune into the Nerd Watch. That's where it's at, yo. Actually, we're an hour early than the Jimmy. Well, everybody, I hope everybody's doing well on this Tuesday evening. We are, of course, joined by a plethora of nerds.
Do this, Mike, like a stand-up comedian.
Do it, yeah.
I'm like leaning into it. Really.
Am I gonna have to call you Paulie from now on?
Good buddy.
Good buddy. Listen, you can only hold that mic.
I've been watching a lot of Paulie. If you want to feel bad for Paulie Shore, watch Paulie Shore's random rants on YouTube.
Can you do me a favor? If you're gonna hold the mic like that, you're gonna have to do this for me.
I'm not gonna do anything else for you.
You're gonna have to interject wheezing the juice every few.
I've got to work on my Paulie Shore. I'll admit my Paulie Shore is not strong.
Okay.
I'm the hugest Paulie Shore fan. I do not do it. You know who does a good Paulie Shore?
Who's that?
Swan.
Swan? All right.
That's why I get along with Swan. When I'm getting all angry, he'll just do it. He'll just be like,
does
take it easy, bud.
Take it easy,
he wheezes
buddy.
My nugs.
Well, as long as you can wheeze my nugs during this show, I think we'll be okay.
Yeah. It's just a little nub.
Coconage,
bud. Buddy.
Anyway,
boys and girls, we are here on a Tuesday evening. Movies, games, comics, all on display. And, of course, tonight, before we get started, we do have to introduce my crew. The crew tonight, of course, he's a little upset because we're starting a little late because apparently he doesn't have a lot of energy. Ladies and gentlemen, he is Captain Five Star. He's the man who is...
Format's music.
Well, it's everybody's music tonight.
Okay, cool.
I've been working on something.
We're all doing Men in Black. Awesome.
For the record, the shirt only comes in black.
It does. And, it does.
Is it because... The recent Men in Black is so successful?
Yeah, extremely successful. That's why we're playing it.
So successful.
So, ladies and gentlemen, give it up for A-Rod.
Yay.
He's announced tonight.
I know him.
Also joining us this evening, he is the producer seducer. He is our resident fluffer. Ladies and gentlemen, please say hello to Kai.
Nutter. Hey, G.
Hey, Kai.
Where's my shirt?
Hey, Kai. Do you fluff nuts?
Where's my shirt, G?
I have. Let me see.
I've been this with you for 3 years.
No, I know.
One shirt.
I know. Where?
Wait, I think I gave it to
you. Yeah.
You guys have to fight for it.
Yeah, thanks. 3 years.
A-Ron got it.
He comes in and he gets a shirt on next.
Seriously.
Yeah. Oh, man. I can't even believe
mad.
It.
I'm mad.
He's upset about it.
I regret giving him the shirt.
Do you?
Take it off.
I got two shirts. You want one?
Take it off.
Don't pretend to take it off. I didn't say pretend.
Take it off slowly. Real slowly.
Anyway, also joining us this evening, he is the original Man in Black, and I think he's a bit frustrated tonight because he has not gotten his hands on the retail version of Iceborne, and I'm talking about Monster Hunters. Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Format. He's in the house tonight.
Hi, America. Thank you for allowing me into your home.
Nice.
Yet again.
Yes, Format.
That's weird. We're in
like
some
on
people's
purpose.
Homes.
Yeah, we are. We absolutely are.
Some homes.
Yeah, some of them.
In other
some
countries.
Guys are out in the street.
Well, I
just the Nerd Watch.
Hey, listen, turn that thing up and see if anybody can hear. Can listen. Let me know if you can hear the music. I need you to turn it up.
We hear the music, bro.
No, us. Us. I mean, on the phone.
I can hear it.
I can barely hear
myself. I don't
want to
hear it, but I can hear it.
I can't hear me either.
You can't hear you either?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah.
I like at all?
No, no.
Oh, my gosh. Let me turn you up.
I can hear Francine.
Hi.
Can I hear you now?
But it's probably your ear.
All right.
Thank you.
Turns you up. But it's there, right? Okay, wait. Now, here. Try it now.
I can't. Oh, there I go.
You know, I
can hear the music too much.
Yeah, turn on the music.
I love when we do the sound check on the pod.
Like the sound checks? No, I'm just kidding.
Quality.
I feel like I'm a DJ again. Anyway, joining us tonight, and I'm going to actually try something kind of cool.
Were a DJ?
I was. I added a couple new buttons. So
oh, cool.
Yeah, I don't know if you knew that, but
I didn't. Nobody knew that until you said
no,
it.
No, didn't. You had no idea,
yeah.
Did you? Well,
that's how information
ladies
works.
And gentlemen,
no
I'm
going to
do it. I'm going to do it backwards tonight. He is.
Hey, I can.
The chairman of the comic book board. He is the godfather of comic books.
Music.
He is also the sinister minister of Maui Comic Con, happening October 26th and 27th, 2019.
It's very funky.
Let's hear it for the boy, the man who is the self-proclaimed comic master.
Maui News.
Please say hello. Leaky, he's in the house.
Yeah. Hey,
Leaky. Hey, Leaky. How are you doing?
You didn't have to stop the song.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to start
the song. We should play that song the whole time.
Oh, could we?
That should
I'm
be
sure
everybody's
we
music.
I love that song.
I do as well.
Yeah.
I love that song. So.
That song gives me life.
Does it? Nice. Also, joining us this evening, and finally, the loveliest lady of the group. Matter of fact, the only lady of the group. She is the
There's no music?
No. Well, I had something, but I was going to play Golden Girls for her, but I screwed up.
You screwed up.
Yeah, I screwed it up.
You messed it up.
I messed it up. Anyway, she is our mistress. She is the mistress of the macabre for us. Ladies and gentlemen, please do
mistress
yourself a favor.
Mistress on a cob.
Mistress on a cob.
Everything's on a cob.
Put your hands together for Francine. She's in the house tonight.
Hi.
Hi, Francine.
Hi.
Love you. Miss you.
Hi, guys.
So what you been up to?
Avoiding you guys.
I know. Apparently, you always avoid us. We come to your party, and then all of a sudden, nothing.
Oh.
And all the, as you pointed out, I didn't even realize this. All the guys dressed up.
Yeah.
None of the girls dressed up.
None of the girls dressed up.
I think women, I guess, just don't want to dress up like older versions of themselves.
Yeah.
I think it was kind of too scary.
So, Francine, I do have a question about that I've wanted to ask about that party.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you know her, but there was a very lovely lady there. I don't know if she was single or not.
It was me, and I'm taken.
Other than you. All right, other than you. I can't remember
ask
her
on
name.
The air, man.
Listen, it's What's the best place this? To ask because she's here, and I'm never going to have an opportunity to ask. She was very lovely, and she was very nice, and she was sitting next to Format, and I can't even remember her name. Format, do you remember who we're talking about?
I think she introduced herself as Jazzy.
Jazzy.
She has a boyfriend.
How do you know that?
Because I was talking to her.
God dang it. All right, fine.
But nice asking on the
she
air.
She was really sweet, okay?
Yeah. I don't even know who that is.
Oh, that's great,
she's a very
Francine.
Nice girl.
Oh, yeah. That's good. She's
and
very
she was
nice.
Hanging out.
I'm assuming
she's
nice.
I think
she's
one of Sin's.
Yeah.
She was from Sin's side.
Damn
but
it.
She's got like, quite
side?
The right hook.
Thanks for
she does.
Yeah.
She does.
What the hell happened?
No, no, she's one of those
she is. She's a little punchy.
And it's like
very jovial.
Yeah.
She's very easy to talk to.
For sure.
Maybe you could ask a simple question like, do you have a boyfriend?
No, you don't come out and ask like that. You have to ask about her first, right? Yeah. Isn't that how it goes? I don't go, hey, Francine, does she have a boyfriend? No, you don't do that, right?
I don't know. I don't get to make an opportunity to pick up.
First of all,
this is getting really creepy all of a sudden.
Seriously.
Monogamy does that. I don't get to put on women anymore.
No, everybody was really sweet at the party. It was really nice. It was really fun. It was just super cute. So
I slaughtered that cheesecake.
You guys did. Was that all
that
of your...
That walker was awesome.
Yeah.
The walker was great.
That was a great accessory.
The walker was super brilliant because that's the only way I could stand up at the end of the night. I had to prop myself up on the walker.
Oh, sweet.
So it was a good...
So was it all of your former teammates?
No, actually I had like three of my old teammates show up.
From your roller derby days? Mm-hmm. Look at you.
Yeah, so Game Changer, Hori Lori, actually four. Mene Gooser and Sugar Pop showed up.
Ah, very cool. Well, it was a fun time.
It was a fun, fun time. I appreciate you guys showing up and singing with me and dressing up. Alika looked like Napoleon Dynamite's grandmother.
You know, I felt bad because I was like, I don't look like a woman at all. This is just scary for everybody.
And then
Francine's like, you look great. And I was like, how is... And then her mental image... I was trying for the Golden Girls, but her mental image of me was Napoleon Dynamite's grandma. And I was like, I look just like her.
You look just like her. Like the wig that I brought for Alika was this disheveled, short, platinum blonde wig.
That's hilarious.
And he looked like he just, like, finished like off his pack of cigarettes and had some bourbon in the parking lot. Like he just looked
that
like
that perspective helped
dune
me.
Dune dust on him. It was. Awesome.
I felt so much better about my drag
it
after that.
Totally worked to my advantage because all I wore was my pink salmon shorts.
Wait, that was drag?
That was not drag.
You look like John Wayne Gacy.
I just looked like an old guy. I just looked like a super old dude, and I had like a wound on my leg that I had to cover up anyway.
Wound.
Yeah, so.
That's not unsettling.
And I had a white T-shirt, you know, kind of like I dressed up now. You know?
Hey, look at my wound. Do you have a boyfriend?
It's not what I was saying. I was just asking who she was because she was really nice. I wasn't asking.
Did she tend to your wound?
Please just stop. Just get the show going.
Hey, I want to know who these people are that I was hanging with. They were
but
very
you
nice
didn't
people.
Have the courage to ask
you
her.
Want
no, that's not what I wanted. She was just really sweet. That's all. I wasn't asking her about that. She was just
all right,
really
man.
Sweet. That's
you're
all.
Just on the hunt for someone to feed you rectally.
Whoa.
That's not a swear.
That was a throwback? No. It was too deep? That was a deep cut? Deep cut.
Super deep cut. Super deep cut. Anyway,
my guys.
You had to be there.
Before we do get started, boys and girls.
It's about butts.
It's totally about
I'm glad I wasn't out there.
Speaking of butts, it's time to check in with Alika because it is time to find out what is new this week in the world of comic books right here every single Wednesday. Oh, every single Wednesday is New Comic Book Wednesday right here at the Queen Kaahumanu Center. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to find out what is new this week in the world of the comic books.
Oh, Daddy Legs.
I was waiting.
Me love you long time with comic book list.
That's kind of racist.
Only if you're Russian.
Wait, wow.
No. Okay, all right. I'm going to do it anyways. Absolute Carnage, Whoa. Symbiote of Vengeance, number one.
Age Ooh, that of sounds Conan, a cool name. Valeria, Symbiote of Vengeance?
That's right, Symbiote of Vengeance. Yeah. Absolute Carnage versus Deadpool, number two or three. I hate this microphone.
Why do you hate it?
Age of Conan, because I have to like put it in my mouth. It's so gross.
Oh, Daddy Lee, put the microphone in mouth.
What's good?
Amazing Spider-Man, number 29. Batman. Her English is so broken.
Welcome back, Aaron.
Batman numbers, but she's trying to learn the language, so I should give her credit. Batman and the Outsiders number five. I'm getting new printings of Batman Hush, the trade paperback, and Batman the Killing Joke, hardcover edition. Batman Universe number 3 of 6. That's the Freddie Williams Jr. drawn book who is doing the Batman Ninja Turtles comics. Black Hammer Justice League number 3 of 5. Captain Marvel number 10. I thought you were going to do applause. I just said Captain Marvel. You can do applause.
Oh.
Yeah,
oh,
there you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Boo.
Catwoman number 15. Coffin Bound number 1. Another second printing of that. Collapser number 3 of 6, which is a DC book. Detective Comics number 1011. Event Leviathan, number 4 of 6.
Ooh.
Wow, these are taking a while to come out, too, huh?
Event Leviathan? Is that star Peter
that's
Weller?
That's that was such a good movie.
It's a great movie.
Wait. Are you talking about Event Horizon?
I'm talking about Leviathan.
Okay.
Great movie. And
Leviathan.
Event Horizon is good,
Event
too.
Event Horizon is a great movie.
I was going to say, if they mix the two, Event of Leviathan,
ooh,
I'm down.
Ooh. All right. Do we own the rights to that
since we matched it up first? We now do.
No coked up executives ever matched them up before.
Except for this coked up executive.
It's official. We got a coked up executive.
Yeah.
Flash. Flash number 78. Go-Go Power Rangers number 23. Ooh. Ooh.
Oh.
Sorry.
Okay.
Guys.
Ooh, what?
What?
Ooh,
what? What?
Golden Girls 144 piece button set.
What?
Yeah, that's right. I'm getting 144 Golden Girls. They're not all different.
That's in the comic book list?
I ordered them through Diamond. Oh, okay. I'm excited about that.
Sweet. That is a lot
of
fun.
Do they have little snarky sayings on each one?
I think so.
Oh.
Like, I'll buy the cheesecake, wink. I shouldn't write buttons for a living. I didn't write any of them, I promise. Gotham City Monsters, number 1 of 6.
Wink.
I was. I've never seen Golden Girls. Guardians of the Galaxy, Prodigal Son, number 1. Gwenpool Strikes Back, number 205. Hawkman, number 16. Invaders, number 9. Iron Heart. Oh, damn, it's Ganon.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, Ganon's in the house.
You don't have to introduce him. He's
All right.
late.
Woo!
Oh, he's late. Other mic.
You got to sit on Aaron's lap.
Oh, again. Let
Justice
me get your mic
League number Odyssey 13.
We're closed, sir.
Yeah, get out of here, man. King Thor number 1 of 4.
Ooh. So, did you say King Thor?
King Thor.
Oh. King Thor.
Bro, that didn't even sound nothing like what you just said. Man Eaters number 11. Marvel Tales Black Panther number 1. Which those Marvel Tales are pretty good because there's some reprints, but there's also some original stories in there.
Miles. We can start now.
Miles Morales, Spider-Man number 10. Moon Knight Annual number 1. Oblivion Song by Kirkman number 9. Powers of X number 4 of 6.
Yeah!
Loving that series.
Still going strong?
So good.
Actually, all the spoilers I've read, it's making me... Because I feel like it's going to build to something that's even better than everything that's been happening.
Oh, I'm sure.
And now I kind of want to read it. I haven't been reading it.
Sorry.
Ronin Island, number 6. Sabrina the Teenage Witch, number 5 of 5.
Oh, you kicked the camera.
What happened?
You
seriously?
Anyway.
Silver Surfer Black, number 4. Star Wars Adventures number 25, Star Wars Age of the Republic Supreme Leader Snoke number 1.
Oh, no!
We get to learn about the guy who got cut in half by Kylo Ren.
Shocking. And amazing.
He's a wuss.
Yeah, that was good.
Street Fighter Akuma versus Hell number 1. That sounds cool.
Of course it is. Akuma, Hell, oh yeah.
Umbrella Academy, Library Edition Hardcover, Volume 1.
Wow.
Apocalypse something. Unbeatable Squirrel Girl number 48.
Tupacalypse.
The Tupacalypse. Venom number 18.
Yeah.
Wonder Twins number 7. Wonder Woman 78 and Young Justice number 8.
Ladies and gentlemen, say thank you to Alika for giving us the best in comic book lists. Is that what you do, sir? Good job. Good job.
Wait, who did my intro?
I bought cheesecake.
She did amazing. Yeah. This is
I accept her doing it.
It's pretty good. That is pretty nice.
Now,
good.
If one of the buttons says that, I'm going to just like crap my pants right there.
I'll buy a cheesecake.
Winky face.
Oh, my God. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, there is a man who has joined us this evening. And yes, he is.
I'm barely.
It's a little
man.
Late intro, but he is the punk rock superstar.
He's a Batman.
He is also
late.
The horror aficionado. He is also the man that held hands with Todd Bernardi this weekend watching Chapter 2 of It.
How was that?
Mm.
Yes.
Which part?
The hand.
The beginning part. Come on.
A little clammy.
Yeah, I figure as much.
Then
I
got real wet.
Hairier than I thought it would be.
He looks like it.
He is also
on
our
the
Dark Knight.
Palms right
and he is our resident Bat fan. Say hello to Gannon.
Woo!
Oh. It feels good.
You may sound horrible.
No, it's very good.
I'm uncomfortable sitting next to Aaron.
This
is what I get for showing up late.
You
could just wait over here.
You never showing
Am
up.
Am I in your
late?
Seat?
You're never showing
That's
up.
That's where late I would
again.
Usually sit.
He usually sits
and
right there.
And then you would usually sit there.
Mm-hmm. But then I messed
but
up.
But Francine
everything.
Decided to show up and
no,
mess
no,
up
no.
the everything.
That's what I do.
Do you want this seat?
Hello, Diva
just
status.
Shaking it up.
Hello.
Keep it fresh.
Hello.
Keep yeah, it up. Do you want this seat?
No wonder nobody asked me if I was coming tonight because she was here.
Well.
Nobody
I didn't get a single heads up. Be like, hey, you coming? We're going to start soon.
Hey,
you know when the podcast starts.
Francine showed up.
Yeah,
so I was like, to remind you.
Yeah.
She, I am you.
That's
you
what I'm
me.
Saying because she was
she
here.
Showed
I was
up?
Like, oh, she.
That's exactly right.
He's basically
she's
here.
Like the mystic yeah. and you're the Skeksis.
I don't know what
and you're
going to
the light crystal's going to be completed and
suck my energy.
Essence.
So that you can live forever.
It's getting kind of hot.
Yeah, it's getting
kind of hot. Dark Crystal's so good. Nobody else watched it. Did you watch it, Gannon?
I haven't had a chance. I've been busy.
Oh, so good.
I've been so busy. I haven't had a chance.
I've been too busy myself.
Yeah. Well, I bet.
No.
All that
you're
sitting
clearly
around.
Not busy enough. Get busy.
Well, listen, we'll talk about Dark Dark Crystal in a moment. But this weekend, huge.
It's what about Blood Diamonds, right?
Huge, yes. That's what it is. That's what it is. Pretty much. There was a big movie this weekend, like we talked about, like I just spoke about. It Chapter 2 hit theaters this weekend, and I think the majority of us have seen it. If I'm not mistaken,
I'm too scared.
France.
I haven't even
saw
seen
it.
Chapter 1.
Sure
I hate clowns.
Gannon
so I
saw
never
it.
See it.
Todd saw it. I saw it. And
good
so did Aaron. He saw it as well.
Aaron sees every movie.
So, anyway, we might as well get right into it. Francine, since you're here, and I'm so happy you are, ladies mm-hmm. first.
Oh, thank you.
My dear, you are a fan of the very first chapter of It.
Yes.
You went to go see Chapter 2.
Yes.
What say you?
I enjoyed it. It scared me.
Oh, did it?
Yeah, I actually sat next to my friend's daughter, who's really into horror movies, so mm-hmm. she gets really into it.
Ah.
So when you're with somebody who's like amped for it and like
it's
like
infectious.
Holding onto the edge of their seats, like it's yes, I loved it. So all the jump scares got me, and I was like, you know, laughing and not crying.
Oh, you were not crying? Oh, not okay, crying. Got it. Okay. Yeah.
But it was fun. The only complaint about it really is that I felt like it didn't develop Mike Hanlon's character again. I was hoping because of the first one they didn't really touch up on him.
Yeah, I never thought about
in
that.
In the book, he is a
like a very pivotal character. He's really important to the book. So I was hoping that they would go back in the second chapter and really visit his experiences and develop him as a character and as a person. And they didn't really do that. They kind of got glazed over him again.
It's weird. I don't know why it didn't bother me, but I felt that whatever I got was enough.
I think I know why.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really?
You want me to out it?
No. It's fine. Anyway, so what did you think? I mean, I don't like to compare the two because yeah. Even though they're both chapters, they're one big movie.
Yeah, I haven't watched the first one. I'm waiting to buy it on DVD so they both come out at the same time.
Right.
But I felt like the second one touched more upon parts of the book that were really dear to me, so I appreciated that.
Good.
I thought it was really entertaining, and it didn't feel like a really long movie. It felt like
like 3 hours.
That's what I felt like. No, I felt the same.
Scary sewer clowns.
No, yeah, there was no point where I was lagging or I felt like I was getting bored or I got taken out of the experience. I thought it was really enjoyable.
I'm really disappointed you didn't come with us.
Yeah, I had places to.
She's busy, man. She's got moves to make.
I guess so. Yeah.
She has a job.
I wasn't working. I just.
You have any idea? You have any idea what a job is?
What's that?
AOGOB.
It's something you do to get money.
It's something you do with your hands or your mouth.
So not the Nerdwatch isn't a job then, is what you're saying.
It's really, really not.
But we do it with our mouths, but we don't get money for it.
It's because we don't know how to do this right.
Maybe that's what it is.
People tune in to watch us be bad at it.
They're like, these guys are dumb,
these
man.
Guys are idiots.
They've been doing it this long and no money.
When you suck at something, you just got to
keep
there's
podcasters pulling in hundreds of thousands of dollars.
That's
these
right.
These guys show up for nothing.
Passion, passion trumps cash.
No, no, it doesn't.
I don't know. What if you're passionate about cash?
That's true, too. Good point. Anyway, Gannon, sir, chapter 2 of It. What did you think?
I liked it. I had a different reaction. I mean, it didn't bother me about the length, but I could kind of sense where they could have shortened it up a little bit here and there to kind of make it neater. I think I lean more on the first one than the second one.
Okay.
I think I enjoyed the first one more. The only thing I didn't really like was the over-reliance on CGI monsters.
Oh,
they really leaned on that more in this one than they did in the first one.
Yeah, they kind
of I don't mind effects when they augment something that's there, but there was a lot of stuff where there was definitely nothing there.
Right, for sure.
The one thing that I would say is I never thought the day would come where Bill Hader would outshine James McAvoy.
Yes, agreed.
James McAvoy is on autopilot in that movie.
100%.
Bill Hader on the opposite end is the only thing making that movie work.
Agreed.
Really.
I am with you.
Yeah, they gave him a lot of speaking roles, too. His character had a lot of TV time, a lot of screen time.
He grounds the movie, and he's like the one character you really get fixated on, at least in my feeling of it. But again, James McAvoy, we just saw him playing 23 different roles in one movie.
Right.
And he can't, I don't know if it's a directing thing or something to do with the script, but he's just there.
Mm-hmm.
He's just there. And Bill Hader just kind of shines more than him.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely
Bill Hader,
right.
I mean, I was really genuinely surprised by Bill Hader because he brought a lot of pathos to it. It wasn't just the comic relief. There was actually emotional beats for him that were actually genuine.
And then the ending, too, kind of got everything around. It was beautiful.
It was really good.
I got really attached to his character, which I wasn't attached to the younger version of his character.
Right.
But I really liked him in this. But I would say they cast the adults very well.
They did.
Because they really seemed like the adult counterparts to the children that they had already
had.
One thing I did catch from other people that have been talking about it is that they did the digital de-aging for the kids.
Yeah.
Because it's been 2 years and they've grown since. I didn't really notice.
Neither did I. I did
so
not at all either.
I wouldn't have noticed if they didn't say so, but I think when I see it again on Friday, I'm going to kind of look for it.
Right.
Because I know Finn Wolfhard.
That's weird. I haven't seen the movie, but I heard people complaining about it.
Oh.
You know,
it took out all of his crow's feet and stuff.
About it. Well, I mean, in Finn Wolfhard's case,
smoking.
He got a lot taller,
and crack.
his face is a little bit more gaunt looking now than it was when he did the first one.
Sure,
but
still looks like a baby.
I didn't notice that there was any digital trickery to any of it. So
nice.
They clearly did a good job.
Aaron, sir, what was your take on It Chapter D?
I think on my part, I overhyped it a little too much because Chapter 1 was so great.
Okay,
so like Gannon, I'm sticking more towards one as liking it, but I think we talked about it after the movie was over, and I agree with you. I think it would work better as one whole viewing experience.
Yep.
Agreed. But other than that, it's not.
You guys
not,
got 5 hours to just sit down and.
Maybe. On my day off, I do.
Maybe, maybe.
But I mean, yeah, it's still
that's
good.
Almost as long as a shift at work.
It's true. It is. It's almost as long as a shift. It's like a half a
those
shift.
Those things you get paid for, yeah. In case you forgot.
Anything stick out that was really good?
You already mentioned it, Bill Hader, for sure. I wasn't too taken away from the creatures, the CGI. I didn't notice the de-aging thing at all.
Neither did I.
But it's not bad. It's far from being bad.
Yeah, it's actually very good. Here's my take. In chapter 2.
I did think the Stephen King cameo, as fun as it was, tiny bit forced.
Yeah, a little bit.
Did he play like a kind of slow guy who brought a meteorite to?
You know what? He's actually not too far from
not,
that
yeah,
character.
Yeah, no, that's true. It's very true.
He's not too far
from
that. He just used the same
character.
Costume.
It's from Groucho.
Yeah.
You
I mean, it's not
head.
A spoiler.
The poop meteorite.
He works at like an antique shop or like a pawn shop or whatever, and he sells the
poop,
bike back
poop
to the...
meteorites?
Yeah, no.
Yeah. Will you stop it? Anyway, I'm going to say something about Chapter 2. Even though I enjoyed it.
I don't like
it.
How far away I am from the board, by the way.
I know, you don't like it.
I don't like this.
Anyway, what I
I'm
thought...
I'm going to bring a stick.
What I thought was interesting about It Chapter 2 was is that as far as... I guess I should start from the beginning. I thought that... And Aaron and I had discussed it at the end of the movie, that the beginning with the gay couple... felt weird, like really strange, because
I would imagine you'd be uncomfortable with that
a little bit. But seriously, I mean, tonally, it just didn't. What it seemed like is that, knowing what I know now, because I had was wondering, because I read the book and I didn't remember it, but apparently something had happened.
I do wonder if that's
it's
one
like
of
one of the first chapters of the book,
right? Exactly, and I totally had
was
forgotten
that in the
about
book,
that. No,
book?
It was. Yeah. It was in the book,
it
and I had totally forgot about it.
I know
it.
King wrote a scene specifically for chapter 2, but right. I never read the book, so I would have no idea what it was.
What I found interesting though was is that I guess the only thing that threw me off was that when I realized, oh yeah, that is in the book. What threw me off was is that that happened not in the 80s; it happened now. So it felt a little weird. I don't know if that makes any sense to anybody.
Oh, like gay bashing doesn't happen anymore?
We got rid of prejudice.
Hey, but no, that's not what I'm saying.
They made the AIDS quilt and then all the gays were accepted.
No.
Right? That's what happened.
But I think the context was a little strange for me because it felt as if once there was no, it didn't seem like there was.
You don't think in small towns like that, that's still a big lingering factor like that?
That's not what I'm saying. No, the connecting tissue, it felt like as if we didn't, as if. When that happened, it's not a spoiler, but when they throw him over into the river, it felt like there was nothing that became of it. Like, all of a sudden, we're supposed to just accept the fact that he was going to be a victim to Pennywise. And it felt really weird to me. You know
because
what I mean?
Because we're used to seeing Pennywise haunt children.
Yeah. And that felt weird to me, number one. And number two...
My takeaway, just based on the movie, is that Pennywise was weakened since the first movie.
Right?
So now it's just what comes to him instead of him haunting things.
I didn't know whether or not that
out.
Was right. I didn't know if that was whether or not to make the boyfriend fearful, or obviously the other guy's going to die. But I didn't know who that was for, so it felt a little. I didn't feel like I had a connection.
It was for the audience.
No, I get that. I get that 150%.
Neither one of those guys have anything to do with the rest of that movie.
No, but what I'm saying is that all we've seen up until this point has been just dealing with the kids and how Pennywise deals with the kids.
But you needed a trigger.
Right.
As a catalyst to bring the rest of the kids back into the story.
Sure. And that does make sense because when Isaiah Mustafa's character comes in and he goes, it's happening again.
It is a little odd nothing happened to him in all that time.
Yeah.
I mean, again, I don't know the
book. He's dormant. Pennywise is dormant that whole time. Is dormant that whole time.
Because it's an every 27 years thing. Remember?
Forget about that.
So, and by the way, speaking of performances, I thought Isaiah Mustafa felt he didn't, like, he wasn't part of the group almost.
Yeah.
Is that just me?
That was another part that bothered me.
He was also Captain Exposition.
Yeah.
He needed somebody to explain the story somehow.
It felt like he was not in with the rest of the guys, and it felt really strange because he felt in the original movie or in chapter one, he felt like he was part of the group and everybody was together. This one, he's like, and maybe it was intentional, but he feels like he's outside of the group.
Well, he didn't get to be removed from it.
That's
like
true.
He also did a lot more stuttering than Bill Denbrough did, which bothered me a lot because I was like, who's the guy with the stutter here that's supposed to have?
I agree with that too.
Brought back when
you know who I surprisingly didn't like? I didn't think that Jessica Chastain was very good as Beverly. I didn't feel that performance. I thought Bill Hader was
kind of sort of a fan cast because I remember people talking about her being the best choice to play Beverly before they announced her. Mm-hmm. So it kind of almost felt like a fan casting that since people were talking about it already that they just went out and got her.
I was the person that thought that Kristen Wiig looked more like the girl in It Chapter One than Jessica Chastain.
I think she looks
did.
More like It. Yeah. And
stop it. But
did
anyway,
she do the weird, goofy eye like Bill Skarsgård?
Yeah, but I thought everyone overall was very good. But like you said, I think your criticism of James McAvoy's performance was just exactly
he
what you said.
He felt like he was on autopilot.
Totally.
Like, he's completely. So much better than so many other things.
I really didn't like him cast as Bill. Yeah. You know, I wasn't a fan.
It's funny when...
Like, he does the best he can with it, but I don't know if it's the way it was written or if it's the way he was directed. It almost kind of seemed like once they hit a groove of Bill Hader, they focused on Bill
Hader. They did. Very much so. I agree with you 100%.
A lot of people are fighting for Ewan McGregor as Bill.
But then again, he's doing Dr. Sleep.
A lot of people are fighting for him
before. Dr. Sleep, that's coming out.
Yeah, he's probably too old to play that character.
Yeah, I think he is too.
He's like 70 now. That's all
the heroin. He finally reached Alec Guinness's age, which is why they're doing the show now.
I know. But overall, though, even though I had problems with Chapter 2, I thought overall I really enjoyed it. I thought Skarsgård was amazing again. Not as frightening as he was in the first one by any stretch.
He's more playful.
Yeah, for sure. But I thought overall
a little
was good.
Bit more Freddy Krueger in part 3 and 4.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like these movies were so much better than the miniseries on so many levels.
Oh, I 100% agree with you on
I'm
that too.
I'm just really relieved that they stayed as close as they could to the book. And
it's so
it
funny that the best part of that movie for me had nothing to do with Pennywise and had nothing to do with the overarching story. I thought the best scene in the movie was in the Chinese restaurant.
Right.
That was the best scene in the movie. I thought everybody coming together like that was incredible.
How much do you think that Chinese restaurant charged them for wrecking that whole place? Right? That's all I was thinking about after that scene ended. I was just like, they're just going to walk out scot-free. They had to pay for all that. And which one of them did it? You know, not all of them have money.
And when Bill Hader's character yells at the kid.
And
that
they
was
had
so good.
Some of the actors from the miniseries in the movie, too.
Did they really?
Great.
I didn't know. That.
I didn't spot anybody.
Yeah, I didn't either.
So I can't remember who else was in it, but Ben's character was the guy presenting his project to the board, the architecture. He was the guy in the suit when they first start off.
Really? Yeah. Oh, now I'm excited. I
need to watch it again.
Yeah, me too.
I'm thinking about it again.
Yeah. Overall, though, I really have to say that I think that what was missing from this movie was a little bit of Cary Fukunaga. And what he brought to the very first film, even though he was taken off as director and even as writer. This was just Gary Dauberman.
Wasn't it just built up from the ground up after him, though?
No. They actually used his elements, and then he ended up directing the film for a while. And then he got taken
really?
Off the project.
I didn't think he got to the directing point.
No, he did. He did. And what's interesting is the writers...
Maybe that's why it feels a little bit different this second time around.
Right. It feels more involved in the first one. You have a real feeling for the kids.
It felt a bit more grounded.
Yeah, maybe. You're right. Yeah, for sure. I agree.
I can't think of a better word for it than that.
No. But, and the guy who wrote Gary Dauberman is famous for writing some of the Annabelles. Like Annabelle Comes Home. And
are you sure it's Dauberman?
It's Dauberman.
I want to say Doberman.
D-A-U-B-E-R.
Oh, D-A-U? Never mind.
Dauberman. That Chinese restaurant scene is when they have
Dauberman.
Like, the most best chemistry, I think, in
the
whole
best
together.
Chemistry throughout that movie was that. Can I say my favorite thing about the movie is that the fat kid wins. I love that.
But he's not
fat
anymore.
That's the only problem I have with it. He's a stud.
He's eating right next
size. Yeah, he's a stud.
It teaches the lesson. All you have to do to be accepted is to change everything.
It's to change everything about yourself.
Get really rich. Get really fit.
That's right.
Stay humble.
Get some rock hard abs and make some money. Then people will like you.
My son who came with us, because me and Lionel have been reading the book. Taking us forever to read it because we don't like to read.
it's 1,000 pages, man.
It's so big. When that scene came up where Ben pulls up his shirt and John's like, whoa, he's ripped. Lionel's like, he's ripped now. He's been doing his exercise. Like, as like a little chubby boy, he was like, he was excited for that.
It was really cute because what's funny is that whoever, I can't remember his name, but that actor really does a good job of kind of mirroring what the kid in the first film was like.
Yes.
It was really sweet.
It was cast well.
Cast pretty well. So, I mean, other than
Because you would think they would do it the other way around, where they would cast the adults first, know where they were going to go,
right,
and then cast kids based on that.
No.
Yeah.
No, I agree. But overall, though, I mean, I don't want to rate it. I'm going to rate it as a whole now. I'd have to say that both Chapter 1 and Chapter 2 as one big movie, I'd give about an 8.5. Really enjoyed it. Thought it was very well done. And even though there were some confusing aspects to, for those that didn't read the book, about the origins of it and the origins of the of that spirit and the entity, as it were, I still thought overall it worked pretty well. So I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, there still wasn't a sewer orgy. So,
right, there
taking
was
off 2 stars for that.
No one ran a train on Beverly, so yeah.
They should have done it in the second one because now it's not weird.
That's
They're
not
all older
that's
now.
True. It's not weird anymore.
You can even
and
do
they
like
should have dedicated a full half hour to it.
Yeah, they could have totally done it the Chasing Amy way. Where like, there's only one way to solve this. There's only one way to fix
that's
all of our problems.
All of our problems. Yeah.
Welp, that didn't work. Let's fight the clown.
You know what's funny?
I know exactly how to stop Pennywise, guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Bev, you're going to be really sore after this.
Oh, my gosh. You know what's funny? Speaking of the Chasing Amy, I was watching that the other day. And I have to tell you something, man. For as good as Chasing Amy is, you could not make that movie now.
The way it ends,
oh, yeah,
you couldn't get away with that.
Oh,
now.
No
it's
way.
So like, you watch it now, it's actually kind of a strange
it is.
Concept to go with.
But
ironically, though,
but
it's so
Joey
ahead of
Lauren it. Adams.
Yeah.
But it's so ahead of its time because with the character that What's-His-Face plays, what is his name?
Jason Lee, Ben Affleck,
Joey
Lauren Adams, Jason Mewes, Kevin Smith.
No. The gentleman who wrote... what was it? Black Rage. What the heck's his name?
Oh, the guy played Hooper.
Hooper.
I can't remember his name.
I can't remember his name. But that was it's funny as it's that was very ahead of its time before it was comics became a thing, you know, a thing for political speech.
No joke. I didn't even know there was comic conventions until Chasing Amy.
That was great.
That's
was really
how
good.
Like behind things I was living on Maui back in the mid-90s.
I just thought it was funny. I was watching. I was thinking to myself, man, you could not get this movie done now. But yet, ironically enough, it's still ahead of its time, which is really weird. So
it is a little dated.
There's
a lot dated in there, man.
Yeah.
It's
oh,
a product
can we
of its
not
time.
Like Chasing Amy
I
anymore?
Love Chasing Amy.
I love Chasing
Thank
Amy.
You.
It's
so
a product
do
of
I.
Its time, but you couldn't show that to somebody today, and they're going to get the same thing out of it that we got out of it back
that's
in the 90s.
That's
it's
true.
Not going
to
happen.
It's very true. Anyway, getting back to the point, It, Chapter 2, worth your time if you've definitely seen the first one. And if you have not seen the first one, do that before you see this one, for sure. All right?
Who the hell would watch Chapter 2 of anything before the first one?
Remember, we were sitting with people that watched Infinity War and never watched any other Marvel movie. Remember that?
Yeah, but who needs those kind of people in your life?
I didn't watch any of it.
She didn't even go.
Marvel.
We invited her like 8 times. Like we were begging her to go.
No, you should make a pin for that. That'd be awesome. F Marvel.
They're going to sue you.
Yeah, they will. Speaking of, ironically enough, a guy in Chasing Amy is wearing that shirt exactly. He wears a shirt that says, Marvel can suck my, you know.
No,
you know,
I don't know. What is it he can suck?
His thumb.
No, yeah, his thumb.
Oh.
Absolutely.
That's not fun.
His thumb, not at all.
It's gross. There's so much bacteria in his thumb.
Yes. That's not sanitary.
There's so much more fun things to suck
Red
on.
Red card.
It's a job.
Listen, not to get not
sounds
to get
like
off
a really lame shirt.
Not to get off the...
You can suck my, you know. That thing. That thing that you're thinking of.
This is why you're single, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Could be.
Wait, you're single?
Hey. What?
Are you ready to mingle?
Yeah, a little bit.
Is it a shingle?
Not to get off the subject of nerd stuff, but here in Maui, did we happen to see that another restaurant went down to the red card? Did you brought that up?
One,
is that really a nerd watch topic?
That's what I said. It's totally
it's
has
a food
to,
topic.
It's a weird topic.
I'm a food nerd.
The Asian cuisine went down here.
Aaron's a yoga nerd.
Do we set ourselves up for a lawsuit if we talk about it?
I don't think so.
How are we going to get sued for them failing?
I don't know, but if we say anything disparaging.
Did you see the pictures
that hit Facebook? What are you talking about? Did you see what Maui Watch shared? Yeah.
Huh?
You see the Facebook
pictures? Then they better sue Nelgin. That guy is like relishing all of these places closing down.
Like, it's about time.
You know what?
I've been waiting all this time.
To be fair,
I mean, personally, that's probably why the food was so good anyway.
Yeah, it's true.
Vitamins.
To be nice, it is nice to know that they are kind of cracking down on that stuff for, you know.
Vitamin yeah, P. You know what? But then you're like, just imagine if it's part of a really petty pattern and it starts showing itself after like the seventh or eighth, you're like, hold on. And this guy happens to just not like any of these people. Like, he had a bad... You tie him to all these bad Yelp reviews from the restaurants, like, a few months earlier.
He's just tossing turds before he goes
He's shaking them like chocolate jimmies, and he's just, like, throwing them on the food. He's like...
Chocolate jimmies.
Yeah. Jimmies are sprinkles.
Red card. And he just carries the red card with him and throws it.
No. After he said that, I was like, that's a great band name. The chocolate jimmies.
Chocolate jimmies.
By the way, he only uses the word jimmies because that is actually Boston slang for sprinkles.
That's a sprinkles.
Yeah. I don't care about where it came from. I just think it's a cool band.
First of all, if you're going to say that, you better say it with a freaking accent, bro.
How can you say Jimmy's with an accent? That doesn't have an R in it.
Jimmy's.
The trick to a Boston accent is you mess up the R.
Fair enough.
You put the R in words that don't have it, like pizza. And you take it out of words that have it, like car.
And then what about Jimmers?
Jimmers.
Anyway, A-Rod, just to ask you, you wrote a couple of new articles for Nerdwatch. What'd you put up?
Anniversary for Black Rain.
Yes, great movie. And?
They're remaking that, Kevin Hart.
Shut up, they're not. What else?
One before that was American Beauty.
American Beauty?
About that.
Yep. And then there was an article that you had put up. They're actually remaking Face Off. Is that correct?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Why is everybody talking about it like it's Casablanca?
It's going to be amazing.
Like, people are masterpiece. Oh, my God, I can't believe they're remaking Face Off.
That's never touched Face Off.
Nicolas Cage, John Travolta.
That's when movies should be remade, is when they can be improved on. That's when you do
First of all, there's no improving on that John Woo classic.
Maybe you can confirm this rumor, but I think it's Chris Tucker and Jackie Chan this time.
That's excellent.
Does Chris Tucker talk in a Chinese accent?
Yeah, I think he's training with Dave Chappelle.
I bought shoes skirt.
Man, I won't be surprised if it's a female version, the way Hollywood is, doing things nowadays.
Oh, you say that
you mean
in an angry voice.
Including everybody?
No, wait. A race swap and a gender swap.
Whoa.
You mean including the other 50% of the population?
Well, they're going to do a face swap.
Face swap.
So they might as well be prettier.
They're going to do a... Well, I guess I can't say it the way I was just
about. No, don't.
Like they swap the privates.
I got you. You didn't have to say it.
I don't know. Face-Off is
I almost said it indelicately. Yeah, I'm sorry.
I don't know. Face-Off is just so good.
Yeah, I think
so they already made that porno with
Shannon
Tweed.
There's a lot of movies that are really good that got remakes. I don't know why everybody's upset.
Speaking of movies that are
it's
really
all
good.
Remakes.
I had to deal with Nightmare on Elm Street getting remade. So you guys got to do a Face-Off getting remade. Good.
You know what? I'll give you that. That
should not have been touched.
Not touched at all. I agree.
It's good point. Stuff's going to happen.
All right, so here's one thing.
Wait till they remake Armageddon.
It happened last week right after the show. We got the trailer for Bad Boys for Life.
Oh, yeah.
Bad Boys 3 Life. Yay.
Did it feel a little off to you?
You know?
Like, the chemistry felt a little off to me for some reason.
They're too rich now.
It's been, 20 years?
The first two were good because they were desperate for money. Now they're like, I don't need this money to show up on set. They're like, cater to me.
The first one and 16 cents Bad Boys 2.
Bad Boys 2. So, maybe the chemistry is a bit off, but...
They're too rich and old now.
They're not just going to be Bad Boys for Life. They're also bringing in a younger group of folk, including the young Asian kid from Shazam.
Joe Pantoliano's in it, though, so that kind of...
I love Joey Pants.
I can't even think of the last time I saw him in a movie.
I love Joey Pantoliano. Vanessa Hudgens is going to be in the film.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah, she's going to be in it.
Calm down.
Why are you saying that
down.
To me like that?
I thought you liked her.
She's like 12, isn't she?
No, she's 14. She's 14 now.
You like her. Gotcha. Okay.
That's better.
States.
You're just telling me I like her? You looked at me when you said that. Like, you like her.
I thought you
just
liked her.
Just picture her wearing cat ears. You like her.
Yeah.
That's every thought on Twitch.
There you go.
Anyway,
did you just say thought?
Yes, I did.
As in THOT?
Yes.
You're fired.
Why?
This is over.
No, why? Oh,
the Nerdwatch is done.
Can't say that?
I can never use that word again.
Am I not allowed? I'm sorry. I didn't know. I didn't
you're
know.
You're too old to say stuff like that.
Oh, got it. I got it. Okay. It's fair enough. Anyway.
You're what the kids call dummy thick.
Yeah.
With two
trailer
C's.
For a first trailer, though.
Huh?
With two C's.
Yeah, with two C's.
Remember that summer you said lit?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that ruined the word.
That ruined the word.
For everyone. Yeah. Nobody says it anymore.
Oh, Speaking of that, those by hands. The way, just to let you know, Francine,
yes.
Your karaoke party,
yes.
It was lit.
Yeah. It was.
No? Format is that?
You're not allowed to like, say that. Why did you just say that?
There's an age limit on that word.
What is the age limit?
I don't know. I was just curious.
How old are you?
Did you? You had to dab when
32.
You say that.
How do you dab?
Oh,
don't you
doubt. Wait. You know what? This is right when this generation comes up with new stuff. They're like, oh, he dabbed and said lit? Done?
Hold on.
Yes, sir.
Can you get up and do that floss dance?
Oh, man.
Okay, do it. Do it like the Millie Bobby Brown.
Can I tell you something?
Do it like those kids in that Blink-182 video.
I can't do it. My arms are too short and my ass is too big.
You have to do it out here, then.
It looks like you're swimming.
Stop it. Don't mock
having
me.
A stroke?
Yeah, a little bit.
God, I hope Face Off isn't like this.
And you just keep doing that and you'll have abs like
Absolutely.
Ben.
Face Off now with more dabs.
Absolutely. So, Alika, I wanted to talk to you about it. Did you finally get to finish Dark Crystal?
Yes, I did.
And?
Nobody else here watched it.
Because we were busy, Alika.
Yeah.
I loved it. It was incredible.
We were making moves out
was
there.
Was it lit?
Was it lit?
I wouldn't go that far. As to destroy
the name
my dignity.
Dark is right there in the title. It can't be lit if it's the Dark Crystal.
Oh fair
There's
enough.
A light crystal.
The puppetry was amazing. The details. So, and then I just before the podcast started, I rewatched the original Dark Crystal. And
is it still called puppetry?
Yeah. There is CG elements in it in the new one, which. Kind of makes you respect what they did in the 70s with because Mother Agra's augury, the planetary whatever thing, that's all CG in the new series. But if you you watch the original movie, it's all practical.
Yeah,
does she still sound like Anne Ramsey?
Yeah.
Those are actually
Ellen. Pepsi, a clumsy
poop.
That's what I'm saying.
But the thing is, I didn't rewatch the original Dark Crystal before watching the series. Mm-hmm. I didn't remember everything, and everything was kind of new through the series for me at the time. Mm-hmm. But then it's like I'm watching the movie, and it's like they kind of just took every element from the movie and grew the world out of that. So it's very faithful. Although one of the guys who does D&D here, Leonard Jacinto,
nerd,
he's a huge nerd. And he loves the Dark Crystal. He loves that whole mythos. He's been reading the comics, which expands upon the universe even more than the series or the movie.
Sweet.
And he said he loved it, but he also, and I didn't get to get details on him from him, but he said there were inconsistencies with, and I think if you think about it, because I just rewatched, there are some things that are a little inconsistent because all the Gelfling are gone. And so, but that movie is the end, right? Where the series we're watching now is like either 100 or 1,000 years or whatever.
Right. One of the nerd watchers in the chat said something about preach the resistance, Alika. I'm not sure what that means. What does that mean?
Do you remember the original Dark Crystal?
Of course.
The premise of that.
Of course.
There's no Gelfling left. They're extinct. They've all been wiped out. Yeah. Right?
Except for the two
that end up saving the Thra, planet.
When you say Gelfling, can you say it like the Skeksis say it?
Gelfling.
Thank you.
So they, but they're extinct and the planet's like dying and everything.
Okay.
So this is many hundreds of years or whatever before this, or maybe it's actually kind of recent because the two main characters in the original Dark Crystal look like they could be the children of some of the characters in this Netflix series. So maybe it's closer than I think, but.
So the two made a whole entire population of Gelflings?
This is a prequel.
So
they're the children of some of the Gelflings.
All Gelflings don't Gelflings look the same though?
No.
That's so racist.
I don't like the way you said that.
So this is something that's cool about
kind of.
Yeah, right.
Because Augur actually points it out at one point.
Yeah.
Well, so the point is they are actually seven distinct races of Gelfling.
Oh, okay.
And so they do have physical appearances that set them apart. Mm-hmm. Some of them have like patterns on their face. Some of them just have nothing. Mm. But Agra saying that they all look alike, which is something they kind of, it's on the nose, but it's a puppet show. So
it
kind of works with it is that, they're all different, but they're all the same and they all belong together. And that was kind of a point they hammered home on it. So you asked why it's called Age of Resistance.
Yes.
This is where the Gelfling are still alive and the Skeksis have not been exposed yet as the evil, Lords of the
Crystal.
Oh, so they're
like living in harmony.
Yeah. Kind of. The Skeksis claim control, and it's this like political propaganda thing. It's actually kind of interesting, like how they keep the Gelfling under control, and they have all these, they establish all these rituals and things to keep them in line and to keep the order for thousands of years.
Wow.
Over generations, you know what I mean? So it's this thing that the Gelfling have adopted themselves, and they think it's their culture. What really, it's the what the Skeksis had built for them over thousands of years to keep them in line so they could, you know, harvest the energy of the crystal, which is part of Thra and all that.
Do the Gelflings still ride those cool striders?
Yeah, the striders are practical. There's a lot of awesome stuff, like the little creatures that are practical that are just great. And, so many elements are... And since this is a more alive planet, when you watch Dark Crystal, when they go outside, there's not a lot of puppetry going on. There is some in certain areas. But then when you watch the Netflix series, everything is alive. You're on a healthy planet, so and it really is alien. You really believe it's nothing to do with Earth. You watch Dark Crystal, you can tell those backgrounds are shot on Earth. When you watch the Netflix series, it's completely out of this world. It's crazy.
Beautiful. It technically is out of this world because that's where it's
based. It's on Thra.
Yeah. So is that a planet or is that
Thra
just...
Thra is the planet.
All right.
And they have three suns and, you know, that whole deal.
My three suns? That's pretty sweet. Anyway, so definitely something we should be putting on our list to watch. Is that correct, sir?
Watch. I'll watch it.
Okay,
watch
good. Just watch it. Definitely take a look at it, and I shall watch it.
And the movie's on Netflix, the original movie?
Yes, I think it is.
Yeah, the series and the movie, they're supposed to be three seasons total. They left this open-ended for, of course, for another season at least.
I've never seen the movie.
You don't have to watch the movie to watch the series, and I didn't before I watched the series. You might be better off just watching the series first.
You never saw the movie?
I'll put it this way. When I was a kid, I was not a Dark Crystal fan. It was like,
I was
too young.
Fan.
It was a little creepy. Yeah, Labyrinth was easier to get
into. If you like Labyrinth, you'll love the Dark Crystal.
Calm down. He didn't say he wasn't going to like it.
What the hell's wrong with you?
The Dark Crystal, but the Dark Crystal's a little darker and a lot.
To be fair, David Bowie's not in Dark Crystal.
That's true.
Oh, that's good.
And his cod pieces.
Dance, magic, dance. Dance, magic, dance.
Or Jennifer Connelly.
That's the only reason to watch Labyrinth.
She's like 12.
No. If you want to watch a movie for Jennifer Connelly, it's Career Opportunities.
Career Opportunities. Oh, yeah. Oh,
I was going to say Requiem for a Dream.
Yeah, she's bottomless in that one.
Nah, stick to Career Opportunities.
Yeah, I'm with you on that, too.
She's riding that mechanical horse.
I mean, why you got to be so obvious about it?
Yeah, man.
Let people discover this
Discover
stuff.
It, all discover right? It. I got two
Frank
words
Whaley's
for
great
you.
In that movie.
White tank top. That's three words.
No, you use tank top as one word.
Okay, good. Okay, good.
Yeah, you can get away with that.
Okay, sweet. Awesome. Anyway, so...
So watch Career Opportunities.
Yes. Out of all this Dark
did
Crystal
you,
talk...
Did you say white
career.
Tank top?
You know what? How many people have actually watched that movie? It's a weird, like, you know, it's something
I remember that. That was my dream.
It's a John
was to
Hughes
get locked
movie.
In a...
Yeah, I mean, it's total wish fulfillment. You know, you do a graveyard job, and you finally get locked up with a really hot lady. And
I just thought it would be fun to be locked up in a store. I was too young to... Before the hormones
With
hit.
A cute girl? Oh, come on now. It's better than being locked up in a mall with zombies.
That'd be cool, too.
That could be kind of fun, too, though.
Oh, you think so?
Especially if you knew who those people were before they became
be locked
zombies.
Up in
there's
a,
too much
in
work
a room
with the zombies.
With a cute girl and be like, look at my wound.
Hey, you shut off down there.
You want to feed me, Rock?
You too, you stop. All right. I could tell her about all of my exciting lifestyles.
You remind me of a
Skeksis. Yeah. Thanks. I appreciate that. Anyway.
Only they're way better looking.
Oh. Wow. Hurtful much, bro? Jeez. And the fact that you're laughing.
It's so random.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway, big shout-out to want to send another shout-out to The Joker. It won the Golden Lion Award.
I don't even know what that is.
A movie you've never seen.
Yeah, I don't know. Won the Golden Lion for Best
What
film?
Is that? I've never even heard of that until they got that award.
The guy gets bullied, and then he kills a bunch of people.
Whoa!
See, genius.
You're going over
Brilliant.
This.
It's like the Palme d'Or for
Ken. Yeah, it's like the Palme d'Or for Ken, yeah. So,
we loved it.
So Joaquin Phoenix is getting rave.
More cocaine for everybody.
So that just tells us it's good before we even see it. So let's just start the reviews now, guys.
Genius.
People are
brilliant.
Right. Two stars. Okay, I'm going to use one
it's
word.
Joaquin
Luminary.
Phoenix's best film since Space Camp.
Mm-hmm. Good. Good.
Before he had the hair lip, I think. Yeah. I can't remember if he had the hair lip.
Oh,
then.
He did.
Oh, he did? I don't remember.
It's a masterpiece, is what I've heard.
Space Camp?
His hairlift?
Space Camp.
Oh.
No, his yeah. hairlift is a
masterpiece. Daniel Plagel in the chat brought up a good Jennifer Connelly movie.
What?
The Rocketeer.
Of course.
Yeah. I don't want to go that way. That's an obvious one to pick.
I love that movie.
I mean, of course. That's like a foolproof comic book film.
Yeah.
Great comic
it's
book film.
It's perfect. Mm-hmm. Perfect
very,
comic film.
Very much so. Very, very
no
gorgeous.
Flaw in that movie at all.
She's gorgeous.
Yeah, she is gorgeous.
Oh, yeah. It's like that golden age style, too.
Yeah, it's a perfect comic book.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It nails everything that Billy Zane's Phantom didn't.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
Billy Take Zane. It easy on Billy Zane, bro.
No one talks about Billy Zane.
I don't have a problem with Billy Zane, but the Phantom, I mean, who even remember? Did you even see Phantom?
I remember
the
Billy
Zane. I own the Phantom. It's a fun movie.
I bought that costume.
Did you
buy the
eyebrows too? Are you going to wear it to Comic-Con? Are you going to wear it to Comic-Con?
Yes.
The only answer is yes.
Do you have the skull ring, too?
Yes.
Sweet.
Yes, I do.
Dude, that's it's not so the Phantom. He doesn't everything. Have the skull ring.
I'm just Duh. Checking. You want to make sure. You got to be authentic. Okay?
Did you say authentic?
Authentic.
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 Anyway, Gannon, anything else you'd like to add for the movie section or anything you've seen or watched exciting?
Uh-oh. No, not really.
Francine, you're raising your hand over there. Yes, Miss Walraven.
Like I've
been watching season 3 of Dracula on Amazon. I'm really excited about this because they have a drag king on there, and that is huge for me because
were they not doing kings before?
Most drag competition shows
all queens,
only
yeah.
they're all queens, yeah. so this is the first time there's a king on there.
Can they use the word Dracula? I thought that was like a Rob Zombie thing.
Dracula.
They got permission from
Dracula. He didn't come up with Dracula.
Oh, I thought he might.
He
have.
Didn't come up.
He
with
invented
that.
It.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, he's white zombie.
He had to dig through the ditches and burn through the witches, bro.
Have we ever talked about the Rob Zombie drinking game?
No.
You take a shot every time he says yeah one of his songs.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a lot.
And then you die.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
You can do that with any Danzig song when he says whoa.
Oh, dude. Whoa.
So, let me say, so
You'll
Amazon,
kill yourself
you watch Dracula.
Yes, and it's oh, really great. I'm only in episode 3. I think mm-hmm. they're doing it every week. They're putting out a new episode.
Ah.
But season 1's fantastic. Season 2 is kind of meh. Season 3 so far is pretty darn awesome. It's a lot of filth, a lot of gross, disgusting stuff.
Filth.
It's awesome.
Yummy.
He likes trash.
I love trash. John Waters is my favorite director.
There you go.
He introduced me to the world
he
of filth.
He likes some gross food for gross
I love
people.
It. I'm a gross people.
So I wanted to mention, and before we finish up, I wanted to mention that Pro Arts in Kihei is going to be doing a showing of Evil Dead the Musical in October. And they're having
How did this news slip past me until just now?
I
what?
Hadn't heard it either.
Yeah,
I was kind of surprised.
The first two rows are going to be splash zones. So,
I've gone to this in Vegas. It's freaking fantastic.
So just a heads up, guys.
So much
so
fun.
What the? Why the hell are we only hearing about it now?
Because I told you just now. I don't know why they haven't been promoting it. I'm not sure.
That
can
is a
can
huge
you get us
mistake
tickets,
if they're not promoting
actually,
that.
Yeah.
Actually, Barry's been promoting it on what's going on.
I'm down.
Then
how
why
much
did Barry tell
how
us?
How much
what
are
the
tickets?
I know the Barry's splash zone are 40 for the seat per person. And
dude,
it's
worth it.
They
really, I'm down.
Yeah, it's
I don't
worth
know
it.
If balcony seats
when
are
is this happening?
Let's see. From what I remember, I think they start on the 18th, and then
September 18th.
No, I'm sorry, October.
October. 18th. Okay.
And then they're doing it up until the 1st of November.
They're selling tickets already.
Yes, they are.
Can we go?
Oh,
can we go as
that.
A?
Yes.
Can we go as a team?
Yes,
sure. I'm bringing my. I can go again. I'm gonna take my family.
Have you seen the musical?
No, but I've heard
it's
great things.
It's so
about it.
Much fun.
I'm down.
They
I'm
really,
down.
They really go. For
I've only
it.
Heard about
they're
it.
They're like. Purposely spilling stuff on you. It's not like they fling something. They're like, oh, I'm breathing. Yeah, it's
we
so much fun.
We all need to go.
I'm down. Let's
it's
do this.
So much fun.
All right. Find out how much tickets are. I'm in.
She just said it.
You. $40 plus for the splash zone. $30 for regular seats.
$30. Okay, gotcha. Yeah.
You're
but,
an
I mean,
idiot.
Who
she
who
just
gets?
Said that.
All right. Well, let's see if we all can go together.
Yeah.
All right, it'd be fun.
I'm going whether or not you guys are there.
You guys
yeah.
suck. Let's do
it'll
as a family.
Me and Francine for sure. And the so rest of you guys
really
maybe.
I and this is happening like at the EO?
Fun. No, at Pro Arts.
Pro.
Did you hear a word she
no,
said?
No, I thought Pro Arts was a.
He was looking at these.
Oh, sorry.
I know.
No, I thought Pro Arts was like the, not the production company, but the people presenting it. I didn't
Pro Arts is a performance space. You've never heard of it?
I've never heard of it.
They're actually having a burlesque show there, I think.
They do a lot there.
I didn't know that.
They do all the stand-up comedy shows.
They do, and they do a lot of like noir stuff.
Where?
It's where Tilt used to be at Azekas.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, right next to Taco Bell.
Oh, so that's not a huge space. How many seats?
It's a small theater. I'm not sure.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
It's pretty small.
That'd be fun.
I know,
I'm
it's
going
to be amazing.
I'm
so
cool.
I thought I'd share that with
That's
the world since
well,
the world is listening.
Thank you, Francine.
You're welcome.
For inviting us into your world there in Kihei.
Also, I'm in the works for doing the Beat the Geek Nerd trivia with you guys. I'm
very good.
I'm going to make the mention and I'll touch base with you guys.
All right, and then we'll give more information on that when it comes.
Yeah, when we're beating geeks.
Fantastic.
I
also,
beating
speaking
the
of
geek. Let us know soon.
Speaking of geeky stuff, any more information on Maui Comic Con happening next month?
Yes.
Oh, he canceled it.
That's totally not true.
For no reason. Great.
Anyways, we're really looking forward to meeting Eric Powell because he's such an amazing independent comic artist. And
is he going to have copies of what, Satan Sodomy Baby?
I sent him your art for the poster.
What?
And just to see, get the big cheese's old approval.
Did he throw up?
He didn't answer back. Yeah.
But it means he didn't like it. Damn it.
I just sent it to him before I came here.
By the way, speaking of your...
I shouldn't have said anything.
The Maui Comic Con posters have gone up both digitally and mass produced.
Digitally means with fingers.
Yes, it does. Big shout out to, I think, if I'm not mistaken, that is Casey Horimoto's art on that thing, isn't it?
Yes,
on the prelim poster, that's Casey Horimoto. She did a great job with Bowsette and the Goon.
Yeah.
And we encourage anybody to do any Goon fan art. Maui is a comic community, so everybody knows what a big deal. This is Eric Powell's first Hawaii appearance anywhere. And so we're very fortunate. And I think he couldn't have picked a better con in Hawaii because we're just, you know, more focused on the independent spirit of comics. And we've got a very healthy artist alley this year as well. We've got 26 local artists. We wish we could have more, but the school's the room we were going to use is under construction, so we were real limited on space. But this is the first year we had more Artist Alley applicants than we had space. So, and then when we get the bigger Artist Alley back, we're just going to bring everybody in as much as possible.
Sweet.
But we're very excited. We're bringing artists like Andy Lee and Noble and new artists like Carl Shinyama. He's going to be launching his Kickstarter for Windsurfer. Swan Cole Kelly making his Maui Comic Con debut.
Mm-hmm.
Francine Walraven, who's sitting right next to me.
Wow. Who
Are you going to be doing tattoos at the con?
That would be awesome.
That would be awesome.
You know, it's funny you say that because somebody at the first Maui Comic Con almost did a tattoo booth. And we looked into the health department and they were going to give us the clear. So we had the permits ready to rock. I shouldn't have told you that.
Why are you telling me these things?
I know.
No,
well,
the school
may be different. The mall was like, yeah, let's do it.
Okay, the school
might be like, no tats on campus, Francine. Yeah. Devil.
Man, that'd be super fun.
I know, wouldn't it?
Yes.
But, you know, and we're just excited for the cosplay competition. Night Darling is bringing it again. We're hoping everybody brings their A game.
Mm-hmm.
You've had all year to work on your cosplay.
Somebody tell that cosplay Darling to get her butt down to the show so we can talk about it.
Why don't you be nice to her?
And why don't you invite her instead of talking about it on
She's
the show that she never
invited.
Listens to?
She's invited.
Maybe she wants to hear it from your lips. Man.
Yeah, right from your mouth.
All right,
do it with your mouth and it's like a job.
Like your fingers.
There's a sentence I just want to say, but I can't.
Don't say it. Nerd watcher Daniel Plagel in the chat has said that he was at San Diego Comic Con and talked to Mr. Powell about coming to Maui Comic Con.
Oh, yeah?
And he said that he's not looking... No, I'm just saying.
Oh, wow.
He said that he's looking forward to it immensely. He said he was very excited about it.
Yeah, I mean, they're super friendly. I've only really communicated with them online so far, but they're just the nicest people. And so accommodating. And for somebody who's so famous and so well-known for comics, usually they have that, like, they put up the boundaries, you know? Like, especially with a fanboy like me, I'm going to be like, you know, they put their palm on my forehead and I can't, like, you know, get in with arm's reach of them. But these people are super accessible, very nice. They're going to be doing the preview day, which is our educational day through the college, which we are so proud of to be able to do a curriculum for high school students to get them thinking about college and maybe... a career in the arts. We do that in a partnership with UH Maui College, which has been incredible. And also, I'm announcing another guest that I hadn't already.
Okay.
But we're also going to have Carl Potts returning to Maui.
Carl Potts!
Carl is the bomb. We love Carl.
So nice.
He fell in love with Maui.
And he loves all of Hawaii, but he, we love Carl, and Carl loves Maui.
Yeah, he's all right.
And hopefully we'll have time to go bring him out fishing because, you know, he teaches at SVA, so he's on the teacher schedule. He can't, like, you got him for the weekend, and then he got to go.
You know why most of these comic book guys keep you at arm's length, like you say? It's because you suck their essence. You suck on their
essence.
Yeah, that's what you do.
Essence.
You suck their essence from them. That's
Please
why.
Please stop.
You're like a regular
weird.
Dad.
That's what you did. That's what you did to Steve Levine, okay? Like,
I love that man.
Yeah, see?
He's a great guy. I have a part of him in my home.
That's what I mean.
Which part? Is it like the medicine cabinet and the fly?
Enough to...
A lock of his hair that he chews on every night.
Yeah. Enough to make
a voodoo doll.
Enough
to clone him.
Enough to make another Steve
Levine. It's like a tooth.
Fair enough. Makes sense.
Some soft tissue. Don't ask how I got it.
That's happening once again October 26th and 27th at the Maui College or University of Hawaii Maui campus. Love you.
Not scary at all.
Super cool.
You can stay at my house, man. Forget the hotel room.
It might be geek related. I'm not too sure if you consider it that way, but the Spirit Halloween store opened this week.
Oh, did it?
Here on Island?
Here on Island, Sports Authority.
What?
Yeah. I went to go check it out. The old Sports Authority?
Oh,
the first section of it.
Consider myself broke.
Yeah, it's. You're not kidding, by the way. It's not fully stocked yet, but what they did have is fantastic. There's even like a little mini haunted house kind of a thing set up inside.
That's cool.
So that store's open right now, right?
It's open as of Monday.
So, you know,
oh my gosh.
The Maui Comic Con is always the last weekend in October for the purpose of to use your cosplays for Halloween.
Oh, okay. It totally ties in. There you go.
But also, Stan Emsley brought up, we're adding a new element to the Maui Comic. A couple new elements, actually. We're having a gaming lounge area supported by eSports and Maui Interactive Gaming. And we're also going to have a maid cafe supported by your bandmate, Alec.
Oh, that guy.
That guy.
Yeah. So if you want to see my bass player in a dress.
A maid cafe.
Monoreal.
Oh.
And also Wailuku Coffee Company is going to be supporting the coffee and food for
He'll probably be wearing a dress. They won't.
Speaking of new aspects.
Everybody, it's a maid cafe.
Speaking of new aspects to the con, Night Darling is doing a cosplay I guess like first aid station or repair station?
Repair, yeah. I mean, it's been brought up by guests before that it would come in handy, and we agree. You know, it's not like anything intensive. Like if your cosplay is beyond repair, sorry, we can't help you. Yeah. But we got like tape and glue.
You
and
need glue,
like
boo?
There yeah, that's what we got. We got you on the teepee. Don't worry. Yeah. But you know, it's just minor cosplay repair.
It's just gonna be a guy sitting at a table with duct tape and safety pins.
Mm-hmm. And you know, I've also got to mention, we sent out the vendor table apps recently, and almost the whole hall is filling up so fast.
I didn't even do my table yet.
There's a couple left.
That's right. You're supposed to, right?
Yeah.
But I want to mention, we got a platinum sponsor this year. Got to shout it out to Gerdell Design, the architectural firm, Morgan Gerdell and his wife, Jess. They are an incredible couple, always supporting the community, always taking care of Maui Comic-Con. They've been sponsors every year that we've had the sponsorship packages. And they're always there, you know, just being, you know, enjoying comics and loving comics. And
sweet. Are they going to have a table where they're going to teach you how to do drafting?
I'll tell you the truth. And this, I grew up, I did drafting in high school. That was my shop. And that's how I progressed into engineering. But drafting and graphic design and comics actually have a lot in common. I don't know where I was on that, but there you go. Thank you. Thank you for making me boring, Gannon. Or was that you? You made me boring.
Oh, Gannon.
He's over there. He's over here. He's nowhere close to the board. Sorry.
All right. But Morgan, and I
forgot about that button.
Morgan and Jess bring comics to the show. So when they have their booth, they have awesome comics. And they have awesome taste in comics. So they're more, I actually
wait,
consider.
They taste good?
Yeah,
they taste great.
Like, Jimmy?
They're incredible.
Wait, delicious. Let me hear more about all that drafting and comics, bro.
Okay, let me tell you about it. They're excellent curators of comics.
Good, excellent.
And which is what I pride myself in being, is if you present comics to somebody the right way and you learn about their tastes, they have very eclectic tastes when it comes to comics. And I really appreciate talking comics with them because they're awesome, awesome.
Fantastic.
I can't say the word taste again because you made it gross.
I didn't do anything. Anyway,
makes everything gross.
Once again, Maui Comic Con happening at the UH Maui College, October 26th and 27th. Be there or be square, as they say. And you guys are going to have a wonderful time at Maui Comic Con.
You say that like you're not going to be there.
UH Maui College.
You could be there and be square.
I don't know. I was
it's
thinking
like, you guys are going to have a good time. I'm going to be there.
I was thinking about it. I was thinking about going. Anyway. This week is the start of the fall video game season. No, this week, Tuesday? What?
Daniel Plagel in the chat. He's going to try to come to Maui Comic Con. That's all I want to say.
Tell him not to try. Tell him he's coming.
Yeah, just there is no try. Only do.
Listen.
Exactly.
If you're not going to do an interview with
this
me with Squish, Daniel,
to me.
Don't bother.
He doesn't like you enough.
I know.
I need to meet the guy. He's been very cool.
Plus, you get all horny around puppets.
I do, kind of, sort of. No.
Just wouldn't work. Yeah.
I do, kind of. But I better be interviewed by Squish. I'm.
When they look like a sock. He's
just like, if Kevin Smith is good for a Squish interview, so am I. Just saying.
Daniel, let me borrow that puppet for a second.
Anyway, really, you shut
I got to take it to get dry cleaned.
Anyway, moving on. The official fall gaming season has begun. Gears 5 has hit the Xbox.
Shout out to Curtis Weeb.
Curtis Weeb, what's
he
doing?
Who wrote some of the story mode.
Yes, he did. And I tell you something, I've played a little bit of it, and I have to tell you something, it's a lot better than 4 was. And so far, it's very good. The multiplayer is still, it's still the same as it's always been, but it's okay. Also,
they add multiplayer to? Because the first one didn't have anything.
The
like
first
that.
One didn't, but two, three, and four did, and so did Judgment. Okay. Gears of War, I think, is the best multiplayer they've had so far. The actual story now is better. There's an actual hub world where you can do things in and do a separate like side quest, which is super fun. So I got to tell you something, it was really, really cool. I'm looking forward to finishing it. By the way, which I never will.
have you finished any games you bought in the last 5 years?
Here's the real question. Did you even finish God of War 4?
You mean God of War, the PS4 one?
Yeah.
No.
There's no 4 attached to that.
It's just God of War.
I just call it that.
Yeah, no, I've never finished it. I've only been like 5 hours, I think.
Because if I say God of War, he might be thinking of the original God of War.
No. God, I know which one you're talking about, sir. Know exactly which one you're talking about.
Okay, just checking.
Also, coming out this Friday, Borderlands 3 has come out. It's going to be coming out this Friday. I hope you guys are going to pick it up because I want to play it with y'all. If you guys are.
I think GameStop's having a Thursday night release.
Sweet. That's good. I'm glad to hear that.
I only play good games.
Oh, shut your mouth. Shut your mouth. By the way, yes, the chat, one of the nerd watchers in the chat is that Dave Bautista, or Bautista, is in Gears 5. He's a playable character.
I thought you said he was on the chat.
No, he's not on the chat.
There must be nothing going on tonight.
Sup,
on
Drax?
Our chat.
How you doing, bro? Yeah, we can do that. And then
he's so still you can't see him.
That's right, you can't see him. Also, this week we got the new, it could be its own game, it's an add-on or it's a DLC, Monster Hunter Iceborne. Format, you played the beta. Does it look like that the game is going to be any good?
It looks amazing.
Okay, and how much longer before you get to play it so you can tell us about it?
As soon as I buy it.
When will that be,
Aaron
damn it?
Nakahara just got it.
Whenever I buy it.
I'm surprised Aaron Nakahara gets anything done because every time I'm on my PS4, he is playing Monster Hunter. I swear to God, that guy.
Did anybody
insane.
Remember there's a movie coming out for that?
Yes.
Soon?
Yes.
I forgot.
Yes. And it's going to start.
Mila Jovovich?
Mila Jovovich.
No, what?
Yes.
I just made that up.
No, you're a liar.
With Tony Jaa.
She's ruined
with Tony
Jaa. So many video game movie franchises.
It's exciting.
Yes, yeah, she keeps coming back.
She does keep coming back.
That's awesome.
The director of Resident Evil is doing it, right?
Yeah, Paul W.S. Anderson or something, whatever his name is, yeah. The director of...
the guy that's directed There Will Be Blood.
Event Horizon. No, not There Will Be Blood. Not at all.
Wait, that's his name. His name is Paul Anderson, sir.
Paul W.S. Anderson.
No.
No.
The guy made Event Horizon is the same guy that made There Will Be Blood.
No, that's wrong. That's totally wrong.
There's Paul Thomas Anderson.
There's Paul Thomas. That's right. Thank you. It's Paul Thomas Anderson. Very good.
I don't accept that.
Well, Aaron, my friend, my Captain Five Stars, my everything.
I haven't had a five stars.
Are you going to start petting him?
Maybe a little bit.
You didn't even ask for his five stars for chapter two.
Oh,
yet.
That's right. I did not. We said, is it? I know it's not all of us. I know it's not all of us, but does chapter two get a Nerd Watch recommend?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. Absolutely. Okay. Just double checking.
No.
I hate clowns. I'm never watching it.
Are you never watching it?
No.
Oh, come on. Be nice. It's a good show.
You hang out with us. I mean, you gotta like clowns.
I see you as normal as you can be.
Well, boys and girls, it is time to check in with the man who has got a huge fat sack of movies.
I'd like to check in with some of my own. things to say about hard media after he's done. Some honorable mentions.
I will allow it. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to check in with this man. He is Aaron. And yes, he's going to tell us what's new this week in the hardest of hard media.
Ooh, what's in the sack?
So this week on 4K, Stallone's Lock Up gets a 4K release.
Lock Up is getting a 4K release? Yeah. What the hell?
Hey, that's not a good movie.
Well, no, it is. All right. I'm just surprised it's getting a 4K release.
But an even better movie is getting a 4K, Casino.
Oh, I'm in on that.
And there is a Steelbook version.
So. I'm in on that.
I can't wait to see them squeeze a guy's eyeballs out of his head in 4K.
You know what's getting a 4K release next month? Scarface. Super excited about that.
Let me see your... You look like a leecher, man. Let me see your tongue. Do that again with your tongue. Let me see your... Let me grab that.
I love when he's... My favorite part of that movie is when he goes... Really when his brother asks him, well, what do you want? The world, Chico. And everything in it. I love that scene.
Yeah, you and every other rap artist.
You gotta work on that accent.
Do I?
Yeah, that wasn't very racist.
Was that not
a very
Cubano enough?
That wasn't racist at all.
I never really felt that accent was very
Cubano. No, it wasn't. It was
kind of sloppy.
It was, I agree. Anyway, what else is opening up?
They're re-releasing all the Jurassic movies on 4K.
Even three?
Weren't they all?
The Lost World?
Yeah. Weren't they all on 4K?
The one with gymnastics?
Hey, don't mock Lost World. It's pretty good.
It's pretty bad.
Hey, it's pretty good.
It's not Jurassic Park 3 bad, but...
Jurassic Park 3 is pretty good.
High five.
You are such a contrarian, sir. What does everybody else think? Oh, I think opposite.
What else is coming out?
And also on 4K, I love this movie, Daybreakers.
With Ethan Hawke. Good movie. Good vampire movie.
Great actor.
Francina liked that movie.
That's like a Blade movie where Blade doesn't show up, though.
Daybreakers stars it's by the Spirit Brothers. And they did a film with Ethan Hawke with the vampires.
Oh, yeah, I've seen it.
Picture the movie Blade, but Blade never shows up.
Yeah, that's true.
Ethan
and they're like in an apartment complex or something, right? Or no?
No, I think you're thinking...
Like, the world became vampires.
You're right, right. And they had to live amongst each other.
And they're running out of
like
blood
in a
bit, and stuff
aren't they
like
in, like, a giant housing complex of some sorts?
No.
I think that was The Strain. I think that's on FX. No, you're right. You're right.
Yeah.
She is right.
Yeah,
they
had a sequence.
There is a sequence where they are.
I've seen it. I don't know.
Daybreakers, yeah, you're right.
That's
I
The Raid.
That
that's all I remember.
That is The Raid. Oh, that's Judge Dredd.
No, it's just Dredd, stupid.
Oh, just Dredd. I'm sorry. My fault.
The three Cornetto trilogy is getting a 4K.
Really?
Shaun
again?
Of the Dead, Hot Fuzz, and World
it's
Gang.
Never been on 4K.
I thought it was.
All in one.
Not all three of them.
Yeah. All right. By the way, the Cornetto trilogy, of course, Shaun of the Dead, Hot Fuzz, and at World's End.
World's End.
You mean the ones he just said? Nice.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I say I'm better.
So Supernatural is getting season 14?
15, right?
14, 15 release.
Okay, sweet.
That show's going on
so long, man.
How dare
it
you?
It is done, though, right?
14 is the season with the Scooby-Doo episode, right?
Yeah,
I thought they were going to do it again, 13, too, 13. Though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they are going to do it again. I really like that show so far.
I've never seen a CW show last
so long. After
13
seasons.
Mind you, I've only seen 3 episodes. But
it gets good on season 8, so just hang in there. I had somebody tell me that once. Like,
you sound like an Arrow fan.
Season 8. Now, Arrow got good in season 2.
No, it did. I'm with you on that. I haven't kept up.
Because he didn't just maliciously kill people all the time.
I thought
Arrow,
the first episode, the pilot was good, and then it sucked.
He kills a lot of people, and you're just like, yikes.
I still wish that Aquaman became a thing on WB or CW or whatever.
I never watched that pilot.
It was good. Good pilot. Anyway, what else is coming out?
For Your Entertainment has an exclusive Howard the Duck steelbook.
4K?
No.
Damn it.
Extra duck tits.
Can you say that? You just did.
Well, you didn't yell at me.
That's true.
So.
They're called dits.
Dits,
right.
I'm sorry.
And Disney's doing their thing again where
they're ditties. They're
re-releing their animated movies for like the billionth time on Blu-ray. Disney.
Oh.
You don't need to because Disney Plus is going to bring it all to you.
That's going
to
be all on Disney Plus.
Speaking of, not to throw you off again, but I did the D23 thing.
You got it.
I did.
You told us last week.
Did I?
Yeah. You're all happy.
But I'll just let you know.
I'm happy to relive
this. I have it for 3 years.
You're glowing.
Oh, my God. I'm so happy to hear about this again.
Next week. I'm going to tell you about it again.
Mandalorian, baby.
Baby, I'm in. Woo. High fives. No,
no high fives.
Well, I don't know if you're it's good yet. Why would I high five you over a show that could be bad for all we know?
That's a good point.
It looks good.
Series of Jetsons on Blu-ray.
Yeah.
That's good.
The Dead Don't Die gets a Blu-ray.
Not a Hanna-Barbera.
Remember? I'm not a Hanna-Barbera fan. Shut up. It's garbage.
You obviously have never seen the Jetsons movie.
Huh?
The Jim Jarmusch.
Speak louder. What?
The Dead Don't Die.
Oh, The Dead Don't Die. Got it. I want to see that, even though I heard it's very bad. I'm down to watch it.
Then probably the biggest releases this week is John Wick 3.
Parabolum.
A lot of exclusives
Frenulum.
Out there.
That's right. Frenulum.
John Wick 3, Frenulum.
There's a lot of exclusives out there. So.
And then doesn't today also the release of both?
Guy Ritchie's Aladdin and the original Aladdin.
Yes.
Yeah.
There it is. Aladdin and the original Aladdin. Which one should I buy? Both of them?
Neither.
Starring What's-Her-Face from Charlie's Angels.
The cartoon's awesome.
It kind of sucks because they
the Sega Genesis game is
original
awesome.
Original Aladdin. In a special thing not too long ago, and now they're re-releasing it. Yeah. Of course, there's new stuff on it.
Of course. Well, I'm going to have to buy them. Anyway, Gannon, you have the floor, sir. You wanted to add something to the Hard
Shout Factory just this week announced their box set for The Fly, which comes in a big old box set.
The Vincent Price
ones? Original ones, including the new ones.
No.
Wow.
What?
First American release. It's all in one box set.
Shut your mouth.
The big one, though, is they're releasing Big Trouble in Little China. They're re-releasing, I guess, on Blu-ray. But there's a package where you'll get a 7-inch vinyl of some of them, a few of the songs that are on the soundtrack, plus two new ones that John Carpenter, I guess, never released.
It's just him hitting one note on a keyboard for 3 minutes.
If anybody can do that and it's still captivating, it's
like
Carpenter.
This is quintessential
right.
Carpenter right here.
Don't
it comes
mock it.
With a lithograph and everything. And
he is one of the true independent filmmakers. He did he wrote his own movies, shot his own movies, and he also did the music. He did everything.
And so at least half of them are really good.
Yes.
Great.
Starman.
90%.
Starman's incredible.
Ghosts of Mars.
That's half of them.
Really?
Yeah. You don't like Ghosts of Mars?
No.
Oh, my gosh. No. I think Ghosts of Mars is so much fun.
I can't believe anyone else would.
On 2 weeks, Shout Factory is releasing Vampires Collector's Edition.
Yeah, you hear that pin drop? That's the sound of nobody gives a crap about vampires.
What, are you trying to outdo Gannon now?
First of all, I think Vampires is a treasure.
Didn't age well with how James Woods is these days on Twitter.
You stop it. That man is an American hero, sir.
If you say so.
Video drone's still pretty
I have footage of him and Ted Nugent 69ing.
Do you know what 69ing means?
No.
Have you ever done one?
What's that?
They're really fun.
It's a number.
It's
a number?
Really fun.
All right.
Except when you're tumbling down a hill.
Accidental 69 is the way you don't want a 69.
Got it.
It's a dodgy proposition.
Fair enough. And what else is coming out?
That's the only two I wanted to mention.
Good.
I did say two honorable mentions.
So
I'm really excited about the Fly.
They come out at the end of the year, yeah.
Is the Fly 4K or just blue?
Yeah. Do they, I don't think they even do 4Ks.
Oh, no, they don't.
I don't think Screen Factory does 4Ks yet.
Yes.
Sweet. Well, that's going to be Return of the Fly, right? And then it's going to be
Fly 2. And I think there's a documentary disc included. I'm not too sure about that.
Oh,
one.
My goodness.
They're doing the same thing with The Omen.
Yeah.
Oh, what?
It was actually released in the UK, and we're only getting it now. I almost actually bought.
Didn't The Omen have a series, or not?
Yeah,
I'm thinking of something else.
It might have. I don't remember.
Also, The Shining is getting a 4K release next month, and
do you think it has anything to do with that Doctor Sleep movie coming out?
Nah, not at
all. I thought it was Doctor Sleep.
No, but there's something that I feel very upset about this. It's something that I didn't know as a film file. I didn't know. That
That's
movie.
Not the right word for that.
No, it's
cinephile.
It's pronounced file.
Feeling. I didn't know that there was a version that Stanley Kubrick officially cut, and he released in the UK. Did you know that? He cut the movie by like he cut The Shining by 20 minutes and released it in the UK. So
yeah.
there's like a 120 minute movie rolling around in the original theatrical cut, which is like
two hours and 20 minutes.
I didn't
That's
know that.
Great.
Don't you like The Shining?
So it's available somewhere.
So the people in the UK don't like it more than us.
How awesome.
You know who
How
didn't
is...
like The Shining?
No.
Stephen King.
I did like The Shining.
I know, Stephen King.
He liked the TV version.
It wasn't racist enough.
Better than Stanley Kubrick. So he's basically kind of like you.
I have to say,
what's the one nobody likes? I like that one.
I have to tell you something. Steven Weber in The Shining is pretty good.
The guy from Wings in there is really good.
He is, though.
Incredible. So,
he is good in that film.
You can't beat that.
That's right.
I felt like I was watching an extended episode of Wings.
Right?
He is just like, as good.
Lol.
How dare you? He's just as good as Bronson Pinchot in
Monk
The Langoliers.
Does Monk have OCD in this one?
All right?
He's just as good as Bronson Pinchot in The Langoliers. I just wanted to make sure I heard that.
You heard me right.
Wait, Bronson Pinchot in The Langoliers.
Yes!
Dude, he is
now I
so
watch the
over the top in that movie.
So
it's
good.
So crazy.
I thought Second Sight was the only Bronson Pinchot movie in the world.
No! How dare
this
you?
This is a TV movie, so it's not a movie.
He's done his greatest work on TV, sir.
His greatest work is Second Sight.
Second Sight is so good.
Oh, I was going to say Belky is his greatest work.
Perfect Strangers revival. Bring those two guys back.
Oh, yes!
Oh,
what are those
Cousin
guys
Larry
up
Appleton
to 30 years
was
ago?
Already looking pretty haggard by the end
Got
of that
deported.
Series.
He's deported.
I don't think Bronson Pinchot's hanging in there too much either. So
you turn it into the political SJW stuff. Belky's back to Meepos.
Pretty much.
That'd be awesome.
His daughter's in a cage.
No, he's in a detention center.
And then Cousin Larry goes to live with him.
Cousin Larry's his lawyer,
his
and he botches his case.
Oh, there it is. Yeah, because he botches his case. Let the comedy ensue.
All right.
All right, anyway.
That show writes itself.
So funny.
That show writes itself.
It does. Anyway, boys and girls, A-Rod.
Do a crossover episode with the Flight of the Conchords.
And Gannon, thank you so much for your hard media picks.
And going back onto cuts that, you know, you didn't know existed.
I didn't know that.
I wrote about Black Rain, right? Did you know there's a cut out there that's 2 hours and 40 minutes?
No.
Really Scott's original cut.
That's funny.
He has it floating around or something.
He always does director's cuts of his films, but never that one.
Another version we will never get to watch.
It's not a big movie in his repertoire.
Should be.
Can I say something?
Sure.
Hey, Ron, you were absolutely adorable.
Aww.
Put you in my pocket.
You're so
She's
cute.
The only one who feels that way here. Just letting you know.
Yeah, I put you in the pocket.
You know, playing that makes you a harpy.
It does a little bit. I'm a little bit.
You're a harpy now.
Bump up against
all
the counters.
We do have to get out of here.
I'll get what I can take.
Aaron, anything opening good this weekend?
It's a very defeatist attitude.
Well, the movie that you don't want to see.
Whoa! What movie don't I want to see?
It's the only movie opening this week is Hustlers.
Hustlers.
Oh yeah.
They're saying it's Scorsese on stilettos.
Ooh.
Oh, my gosh. Are you serious?
I don't know. I saw Jennifer Lopez working that pole. I'm like, you know what? I think I kind of want to see that.
Yeah. Once I saw Cardi B, I was like, I'm out.
What is she, like 62 now?
Never. What about Lizzo? I'm going just for Lizzo.
Lizzo's in the movie?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I thought that was precious.
But she doesn't turn me off as much as Cardi B does.
Really?
Yeah.
I guarantee you Cardi B is a very small part of that movie.
Is she a foul-mouthed woman?
No, I just don't like her.
You don't like it when a woman speaks her mind?
She's not even speaking her mind. She sounds like such a dope when she talks.
That's her mind.
I guess.
That's exactly what's going on in her mind, man. Come on.
And this weekend is the one-week advance screening of Downton Abbey.
Oh, yeah.
Which is like completely.
Is that a is
what
that a white?
Even is
was that?
That
a white people
Yay!
Sound effect?
We're cheering, but I don't even know what that is.
Do you have violin music? What's a white person sound?
The only thing I have on tap is
Schindler's
List. Yeah. Only thing I have is
mouth harp. Give me some mouth harp.
Some Schindler's List.
Isn't that
Dick
Fiddle?
I'm uncomfortable with how much the word mouth has become a part of this podcast tonight.
Shut your mouth.
It has a little bit.
Just kidding. Open your mouth.
Sucking going on.
Put it in his
mouth. Going on.
Let me answer A-Ron's question. I ended up buying on sale.
You didn't ask a question.
The entire or the complete series of Downton Abbey this week. So,
Downton Abbey.
Yes.
I thought you
what
guys said something else.
Question
that.
What is
That's
the latest show
said.
On television?
That early screening sold out so fast.
Are you a stuffy British person? Well, we got the show for you.
Do you like pomp and circumstance?
Do you like really entitled people that just throw their nose up in the air rather than look at you?
Empty spaces with the wheelchair supposed to be.
Yes,
like,
I know.
It's full.
I'm very excited.
You want to see a collection of people you will never, ever relate to in your entire life? Then we have the show for
We've
you.
We've got the movie. For you.
Is it a soap opera or is it like a procedural?
It's a little bit of both. It's very much a drama.
I guarantee you everybody laughs like that in that movie.
You're so droll.
They drink they drink their tea with the pinky up and everything.
You're really harnessing your inner Howley.
Yeah.
Your ancient Howley.
That's how I gargle.
I'm gonna make a second's worth a third.
Kai, if you're gonna go to
your old white dude, you have a turkey gobbler right here.
Marion, can you fix my monocle, please?
That was a really bad
Is this Mr. Peanut now?
Everybody's mocking down monocle. Abby.
Just call me Earl Grey.
That's because it's ridiculous. We're talking about it on this show.
How dare you? There are people that are nerds that for Downton Abbey.
That show is a huge phenomenon.
No, huge. It's huge.
They're you're not a nerd for that show.
Hey,
I'm going to take the word back. Okay, if you, I was joking earlier. You can't be a yoga nerd. Okay.
Oh, you're taking
be,
it back
you
now.
You can't be like, I'm a football nerd. No.
I'm a nutrition
just a jock.
Nerd.
You're not a football nerd. You're just a jock.
How dare you?
Yeah.
How dare you?
I'm a nutrition nerd.
You're a nutrition nerd.
I eat right.
No, you just, you have an eating disorder.
All right, well, I don't believe you. I'm a movie nerd and a video game nerd and a wrestling nerd.
No.
And I am also a Downton Abbey nerd.
There's no such thing.
You know someone named Mimsy?
Mimsy.
Oh, Mimsy.
You know a British show I really love?
Which one?
Is Father Brown.
Father Brown is pretty funny.
Father Brown is
pretty
awesome.
Funny. It's friggin' amazing.
First of all, the most amazing British television program is Monty Python. But the second is absolutely fabulous.
Incredible.
Space doesn't raise the needle for you at all.
Space is good.
I mean, I know it didn't last long.
That's in the top five.
The Young Ones.
Ooh, yeah, that is good too.
Right.
Damn it. That is
The Office.
Good too.
I mean, I didn't watch The Office, but.
Ironically enough, I got to say something. For as much as
Eddie Izzard as a person,
as much as I enjoy Ricky Gervais,
than it ever did there.
As much as I like Ricky Gervais and The Office, I think The Office from America is much better. Because of Steve Carell.
It lasted longer.
Oh, hell yeah.
Well, to be fair, they had to change it up.
They did?
The first season of the U.S. was too much like the U.K. version, and no one liked it.
It always baffles me how the United Kingdom is such a small island.
Yeah.
And there's so much stuff that comes out of there. Mm-hmm. And they are really, really amazing at oppressing so many other countries and getting what they like. They just tapped into what it's like to be a human.
That's what happens when you have the resources of the world at your fingertips. I own half of Africa.
And India.
That's why we made punk music.
Yeah. It just blows my mind. I was like, I always think of like, they've got to be a big country. No, they're just a tiny little island.
And they're bossing everybody around. Well, I say let's storm in there.
And how many
take all our stuff back.
So how many actors are actually British actors, but they're just really good with American accents?
Yeah, that's duplicitous.
Drives me crazy.
Would it be fair to say that also that
that's
Britain is
acting.
The birth of punk?
Much.
Would that be also?
It's
no.
It's debatable.
Ooh.
It's debatable.
Okay.
Does it happen in New York and the UK around the same time?
Masturbatable.
It depends. I think you had to have been there to know for sure.
Okay. All right.
But it's hard because you can't be in two continents at the same time.
It's true.
You can be incontinent, but you can't be in two continents at the same
time. If I'm not mistaken, I think the UK does happen to take that crown as being...
I'm not going to get into this debate, but I do know this is a very debated topic.
All right. Let's do it.
I can tell you who did it better.
They marketed it better.
Yeah.
Who would that be?
Who do you think?
The Beatles.
The New York Dolls.
The New York Dolls.
The greatest punk band ever, the Beatles.
The Beatles.
The Beatles.
It was the Beatles.
The Beatles.
The punk in England were able to market it better. They had a fashion designer create the clothing for them. They had Vivienne Westwood create all
the Sex Pistols have more in common with the Backstreet Boys than they do...
What about the
Beatles? They did have a good murder scandal attached to
them. They were put together to sell clothes out of a shop.
Then you needed a murder scandal to kind of push the goods.
They were just as manufactured as Backstreet Boys.
Yeah.
It was good.
By the way,
it was a good crossover.
There's a tremendous podcast about the history of The Clash, which everyone should listen to.
Oh, if only we were a tremendous podcast.
It's incredible.
I've listened to a couple episodes.
It's great. It's fantastic.
Well, you know me. I'm a music nerd.
You like... I cannot reconcile that you like The Clash.
I do.
Is it an audio
Clash
file?
Clash is fantastic.
Because their political views do not line up with yours.
They do not.
I like The Clash.
Absolutely not. They don't. I love.
So you just get into on a music level and ignore their lyrics.
I love Rage Against the Machine. We and I do not see eye to eye.
So you get more into the music than
guess
the actual lyrical content.
Guess who else do I not see eye to eye with politically? Public Enemy. I think Public Enemy is one of the greatest groups of all time.
I like The Clash.
Better than Garth Brooks?
Oof. But only with Aisha.
I guess he's not a group, but.
Yeah, still.
He is if you count his alter ego, maybe.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Chris Gaines?
Yeah, Hannah Montana? Yeah. That's secretly him, right?
He's not the best of both
Wait,
worlds.
That's Billy Ray Cyrus, though.
Oh, that is very
yeah,
good.
That's not Garth.
Billy Ray Cyrus is dead.
It's so interesting. Yeah, I like
this. Hey, that mullet. I'd be surprised. Counts as one person.
Leave the wig on.
All right. Any other snooty British accents we want to do before we get out of here?
Oh, more. I'm in too good of a mood. You can't be in a good mood and be British.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know that.
You have to be home.
Okay, fair enough. All right. Aaron, anything else before we get out of here? We're good? Yep. All right, sweet. We'll get out of here. I know you're... You're hanging right now, I can tell.
Oh, that's what makes you so cute.
He's so drunk.
He's sleepy, baby.
He's so drunk.
Well, the next
thing, I don't even know why Kai's on camera. He's just here to sleep, pretty much.
He's good, though.
The next
good.
2 weeks is filled with movies, though.
He's the
good.
He's the glamour.
So movies.
What's coming up? So Hustlers?
Next week is Ramble.
Hustlers.
Ramble Last
That's a
feel-good blood.
Movie.
Ramble, yes. Ad Astra.
Oh, yeah.
He kills a guy in that one.
Oh, yes. Ad Astra. One, like, I want to see a film where... what is her name? The
Brad
actress?
Pitt?
No, the actress.
Sandra Bullock.
No, in Ad Astra.
Jessica Chastain.
Liv Tyler?
The Beatles.
Liv Tyler.
Is this the second one where she plays an astronaut's wife?
Wait,
she
Liv Tyler's in this?
How
movie?
Is it yeah, not the yeah. same
She's,
thing
yeah.
as Inception,
by the way?
Typecasting much?
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
it's
like,
not
like,
the same plot as
She's either an elf or an astronaut's wife. It's got
to
end.
I tell you
end.
What. I will concede that
She's
point. I think you're right.
Astronaut.
It's kind of close.
It's
isn't
very
it?
Close. I didn't even think about that, but you're right. Yeah. It is kind of close to Ad Astra
it's
being
a little
Inception.
Close.
Yeah.
It's a good
point. Inception. Remember Inception? It feels Ad Astra feels a lot like that.
It looks like it's shot that way
yeah,
and everything.
Yeah. Speaking of, by the way, before we do get out of here for real, the trailer for Christopher Nolan's new film on the
make heads or tails of it
on the It Chapter 2 looked really good. Tenet. That looks crazy.
He made a movie about David Tennant?
David Tennant.
Sweet.
The best doctor.
He made a movie about people that live places.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm very excited to see what the hell that's about, but it looks super cool.
Yeah, there's like zero information to tell you what the hell that movie's about.
You know what? I turned to Aaron and I said, this looks like... Wow. Is this I said, I'm going to freak if this is the new Batman trailer. Because I thought that's what it was possibly going to be.
Comic-related news.
Oh, crap.
I don't know if Alika brought it up. There's a lot of rumor mongering that DC is going to announce, or not announce, but they're going to launch a new Batman next year that's going to be a black guy.
Oh,
that's kind of already confirmed.
Oh, is it confirmed?
Yeah, the first appearance of the guy was back in when nobody was buying comics in like 2006. Oh. He was part of the New 52.
So they're reaching back to him.
He's a character that's been established, but he hasn't been Batman yet.
Oh.
Lucas Fox?
Somebody
who's related.
Batwing.
Yeah,
so not Lucius, Batwing. Like his son or something.
Yeah,
no, I don't know. Maybe I got the name wrong. Or
wait, am I getting my comic?
It's Lucius
book?
Fox's son, right?
Yeah, it is.
Am I getting my comic book lore mixed up? I thought Azrael was a black dude.
No, he's French.
Yeah.
He's a white guy with
That's
blonde
like
hair, blue
black.
Eyes, dude.
Oh, okay.
You can be a black
and crazy.
Frenchman.
He's about as Aryan as it gets, really.
Yeah. Azrael. All
right. So would he still?
I mean, he showed up and said, "Hey, I'm taking over. Nobody's going to stop me."
Is he going to actually be Batman?
Yeah, that's what the big deal is.
Wow.
He's Batman.
Then Batman comic sales are going to die.
Yeah, the new Dark Knight.
Well, it worked for Nightfall.
I don't know, man.
There needs to be a Ruben-esque superhero.
But that's because everybody knew they're going to get their Bruce Wayne.
For some reason, I don't know why, but I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
Do you think that means they make Ruben sandwiches?
No, that's not what it means at all.
A Ruben-esque.
Yes. I'm draw me. Let's do it.
Like one of my French girls?
Like one of your French girls, friends.
Draw him as a French girl.
Oh, stop.
She's got too many nipples for that.
All right. You shut your mouth. Anyway.
It just looks like a girl doll.
And it's good.
Draw G
the,
like
if
Azrael.
If you put those babies in a champagne flute, then we got something going
All
on.
All right. Anyway, we are out of time, ladies and gentlemen. So have a wonderful week. We'll see you guys back here next week.
Like
same nerd time, same nerd channel. So for Aaron. Who is no longer here.
Peace, Aaron.
For Gannon.
Like, I'm out.
For Format. For Kai, the
hey,
sleepy
thanks,
Kai. And, of course, the mistress of the macabre, Francine.
The mistress on the cob.
I never
asked that. Mistress on the cob.
I love Francine, but you can't give her that title.
It's all on the cob. Mistress on the cob.
Wait a minute.
There's only one mistress.
She's on the cob.
But no, Elvira's mistress of the dark.
No, she's also the mistress of the macabre. Yeah, only, I'm sorry. Sense.
Copyright.
But even she would agree. That title belongs to one
person.
That's
why I think I should be on the cob.
Yeah. All right. Mistress on the cob. Mistress on the cob, Francine.
Much better.
And, of course, the man who is the self-proclaimed comic master.
Maui News proclaimed me that, but thank you.
Thank you so much. We are out of time, boys and girls. We'll be back here.
Alika Ellingsworth.
Same nerd time. Same nerd channel. Until next time, peace out.
So much pomp.
Hey, came back right for the sign-off.
And most assuredly, always stay nerdy. We'll see you guys back here right on the show on the Nerd Watch next week. Aloha.
See you later.
Aloha.